All right, so now we're starting a new topic. Question of the Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol. Okay? All right. So what is the normal Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim of every day? What's the normal Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim? No, not at the beginning of the day. The rounds of mitzvahs are say the kaddish kohen ha'oved yadav v'raglav v'achakat yavod. Right? Yeah. Shenemar, right? Where's the the chumash? It's obigishno. Okay. That's the time he goes inside to do like this. Or, Begishtam El Mizbech, L'Sharis, L'Haktir Isha L'Hashem. That's El Mizbech HaChitzam. So basically it's what? It's when he goes to do Avodah. It's if he goes to do Avodah. There are many Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash every day, but not everyone does Avodah. Says later, doesn't demand a new Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim for every avoda and every avoda that he does. Right? Says later, you don't need one every time he does an avoda, but four avoda he needs. Correct? Okay. So what do we have over here? That's the norm. So what do we have over here? Let's see. Let's take the mission. Now what, this mission at the beginning. Go ahead, who wants to go? Okay. So he takes off his clothes, his regular clothes, right? He goes down and his tovel, comes up and dries off, and they bring him big days off. Okay, because he's starting out the day, starts out the big days off. The lovash, he wears them, and he does Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. So then he does the Tum. Now, he needs to do the rest of the mission. Basically, then he starts the regular avodah of the Tum. Okay. So, what is this Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim? Say with Rashi. Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. Right. So this is because, Rashi says, there's a, we learn later on, that for all of the switching of his clothing, the Kol Chalipos Big Day Hayom, he needs a kiddush for the pshita, he needs a kiddush for the taking off, and a kiddush for the levisha. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, but for this time, he's only taking off this tefillah. This is tefillah rishona. So what is he taking off? He's taking off the big chol. So if they're taking off Big Bichol, she doesn't need a Kiddush on the Pshita. Right? That's the Ramah. He needs a Kiddush for taking off and putting on Big Day Kuna. And in the morning, he's coming to the Beit HaMikdash, he's wearing Big Bichol. So that Pshita doesn't require a Kiddush. That's why there's only one Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim here. Okay, as opposed to take a look at the next mission. And one is horse you sad and if you they parable to the courage of Israel, horse you sad and shall go to the other day now. They put up a sheet. Kidesh Yodov Raglov, he washes his hands in the seat, Ufosha, and he takes off to the garden. Right? And then he does another Kiddush Rabbah, and then he puts on the begotten, and he does another Kiddush Rabbah. Okay, so over here, but over here there's only one, because there's no pshita of Big Day. Okay. So the Rabbanon, the Talmidim, the Rav Papa, said this. Right? He said, this Mishnah is not like Rebbe Meir. Right, normally Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. Stam Mishnah is generally Rebbe Meir. Okay. So this Mishnah is not Rebbe Meir. Why? If it were Rebbe Meir, since Rebbe Meir holds what? What does Rebbe Meir hold? Pray, Kiddushi Elevisha of the Mulu. That you do the two Kiddushi. On the Levisha. So here too, in the first tefillah of the morning, Rabbi Meir would say, you should do what? You should do what? Take off your begadim, take off the big day fall, do Kiddush Yadayim Ragleim, do a tefillah, put on the big day zav, and do another Kiddush Yadayim Ragleim. That's what Rabbi Meir would say. Right? Because Rabbi Meir holds the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is not, the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is not going on the Pshita, like the Rabbanan they're holding, but it's also going on the Levisha. Now, it might sound strange, what do you need two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on one Levisha? But that's what he holds. Okay, let's see Rashi. Right? So as Rashi says that the Rabbanon, that Reb Meir argues with the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon say you should do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Aaron, do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then take off the clothes. Okay. V'hu hikdim pshita l'kiddush. He says no, take off the clothes and then do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. It's not Reb Meir Omer parshat v'kiddush v'shmaina mina minei the savar lei the shnei kiddushim shmutzruf hakosov. Bein beged lebeged, kidyalf lekomen, tevayo mishum levishas begodim hamischalfim tachas harishonim hu. I mean, he doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say what he holds of Rebbe Meir, whether he does it before or after he puts on new clothes. What? The shnei kiddushim shutzuch akosav bein beged lebeged, kidyalf lekomen. Right, like the Gemara learns later on that you need two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Okay, for each switch, they're both Mishum Levishas Begodim Mischalfim Tachas Harishon. They're both because of the new clothing, right? The Ka'omri Masnisim Lav the Kavosetanan, the Reb Meir, Betzvila Rishona, Namini Boy Trey Kiddushi. Okay. So one thing. Right, let's hold on to your point for a minute. But hold on. But he's saying like this, that what? That the Talmidim of Rav Papa saw that on the second Tvila, Rabbi Meir said, do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after you take off the old clothes. So they held up Hisvara that what must he be doing? He must be doing two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on the next set that are coming. Right? And therefore, even in the morning, on the first Tevilah, he should have had two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Because the Rabbanon learn over there that what? That you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim first before you take off the old clothes. So then they held that has to do with the old clothing. So if the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim has to do with the pshita of the old clothing, then of course on the first set, there's no Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on taking off Big Day Chol. But according to Reb Meir, both of them are associated with the next set. So even in the morning, they should both be there. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're learning according to the Shita. We're learning according, like the Braita has it. Right, that he did the that Reb Meir agrees that the second Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim goes after he wears the new clothing. And that's from the Gemara in Lambez on Bez. That's based from Rav Chaim Yaakov. That what? That everybody agrees on the second Kiddush, he wears it and then does the Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, "Oh, Begishta Mel Mizbech. Mishina Mechusar El Gisha, Yotzezesh Mechusar Levisha Vigisha." So he does the Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim right when he's ready to go. Not when he needs something else to be ready to go. See, but the Gemara says later, Omar Rav Acha Brei De Rava Rav Ashi Lo Rav Chista Islei De Rav Acha V'lo Rav Acha Islei De Rav Chista. See, Rav Chista was of a different position. Lo Rav Chista, the Omar Milsei De Rav Dafka Boi Shnei Kiddushin Beim Pshit Levisha. That's like you're being medayik. Rav Chista did hold that way. Rav Chista held that he did them both when he was Orem. Yeah. Right. The boy that Rav Shneik did Mishu Orem says, because if that were the case, then there would be 15. They can't be all. Nobody can hold all. You can't hold from both of them. You can't hold that he does before, after, and during, because then you'd have 15 Kiddush Yudayim Reglayim. But I'm just going with the position of the Braisa. That's what the Gemara goes with right now. There's Vatanya. So the Braisa supports this idea that what? Allow ya. Yeah, so the Braisa proves that what? Degabe Tevila Vishona. This Braisa is by Tevila Vishona. And it says that the Rabbanan holds you don't need a Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim. And the Reb Meir holds you do. So you see, Reb Meir holds that both Mishum Begadim Shulovish. Okay? It was Rav Papa had a different svar, but he had to retract. He said, okay, you got me. If you found the Braisa, you found the Braisa. Okay, I don't want to go into Rav Papa right now, though. I'm just trying to take this, let's just try to isolate this one machlokas over here. One machlokas over here of what? Of Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, according to the way it really is. I mean, Rav Papa was just wrong. I mean, we could try to define the sheet too, but he was wrong. Takes a little out of it. Takes a little out of the. You do it like lechidudi, just for skills. But he's Moses. That was wrong. How is defining Havmin any different? Yeah. So now the Gemara has one problem, though. Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, so what do you get? You have five tevilos, right? Because you switch into new begadim five times. He goes into Zohav for the Talmud, into Lavan for the Avozayom, into Zohav for the Elov Elam, into Lavan to get the Kafu Machta, and into Zohav to finish the Tamidim. So he switches into clothing five times. And each switch is a tevila, and each levisha requires two kiddushin. So according to Rabbi Meir, you get 10. And there's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai, it has to be 10 kiddushin yudayim reglayim. So he works it out. But the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, you're only going to get 9. Why? Because they're missing the first one. First one, you only do it once. Reb Meir did it twice on every single one. Right? Reb Meir did it twice on every single time. So that's 10. But Rabbanan say do it twice every time except for the first one. So 10 minus 1 is 9. So the Gemara gives a partial answer. It's funny. The Gemara says what? Yeah, very simple. Anyone here could follow that answer. That what? That when he finishes the avodah, he's still wearing big day zav. He's got to take them off. So when he takes them off, he does a kiddush yudayim raglayim before he takes them off. funny. It's funny humor. Seemed like a simple simple point. What were they misupik about? Why is he going misupik about where's Rabbanu you get the 10th Kiddush time every night? He does one on the Pshita. He holds you do it on the Pshita and on the Levisha. So there's a Pshita. Huh? What? The last one itself. The Pshita of the last one. When he takes off Big Day Zov, that he did the Tamash Rabbein Rabbayim, that's his 10th Kiddush. Before he takes them off.
I mean, I thought it was related to Tevila. There's no Tevila there, right?
There's no Tevila there. That's the only thing. There's no Tevila there. Right. There's no Tevila there. Rashi, Ovid Lehasam, Kishabot Lifsho, Big Day Kodesh, Dil Didon, Sviralon, Kiddush, Chada Pshita, Vechada Levisha. Right? One is on the Pshita, one on the Levisha. Well, Rabbi Meir, Lo Mekayesh Midi, but Rabbi Meir doesn't do any Kiddush when he takes off the Big Day Zav. Sharei Eino Bo Lilbosh Big Day Kodesh, because he's not in preparation to wear any Big Day Kodesh, right? So that's the basic question. Do you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Levisha? Then, according to the Rabbanon, Talmidim V'Rapapa, that would mean that you take off the old clothes, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Tvila, put on the new clothes, and then the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Or, is there a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the Pshita, and a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the Levisha? If it's on the Pshita, it's before you do the Pshita. Right? Okay, so how can we approach this machlokas? How do we begin to think about something like this? Yeah. So we know what Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is in general, right? It's a hechsher for avoda. But normally, like I said before, normally you don't. Every time a kohen puts on begadim, he doesn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, right? He doesn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim every time he puts on begadim. Only when he's about to do the avoda, right? But the kohen gadol is different. The kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim is different. Why? Why does he put it on? Avoda immediately. Why does he do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Let's just focus on the more normal Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is the one on with the Levisha. Why does he do it immediately after he does the Levisha? Right. In Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam says Avodas Kol Chamesh Esrei Behemos Elu Akreven B'Yom Zeh Eino Ela B'Kohen Gadol B'Vad. Right, as all the avodas of the yom are done only with the kohen gadol. Normally, there's nothing like that. Normally, he has his particular karma, chavitin. But the regular seder of tamidim and musafim can be done by other kohanim. Right, then why is a Shabbos? He says, "Af musaf Shabbos ein makriv oso ella kohen gadol." Even if it's a Shabbos and there's a musaf Shabbos which has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, right? Only the Kohen Gadol himself can do it. Okay. V'chein shara avodos shel yom zeh kigon hakatoras shel kol yom v'yatovas haneros. Even the things that are just mundane, everyday activities in the mikdash, on this day only the Kohen Gadol does it. Hakol osli b'Kohen Gadol nosli. He has to be a married man. That just proves he has to be married. So what's the what is the difference? So what do you see over here? So what's the halacha over here by the Kohen Gadol on the on Yom Kippurim? On Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim is what? He is the only Oved, right? All the avoda is through him. All the avoda is through him. So now we can understand a little. Now you can have a svara. You say like this: on a regular day, a kohen, any particular kohen, is what? He's an oved only in potential. He may be selected for the avodah. I mean, the avodahs were divided up in the lottery style, right? There's nothing intrinsic. There's nothing. It's just a potential. He has the potential to be an oved, right? But it's only when he's defined as an Oved that he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Begishtam, when he goes, when he approaches. That's what the Gemara says over there. That Begishtam means Mishein Mechusar Elegisha. He has to be approaching, right? But a regular Kohen first has to be selected. He has to be. There's nothing intrinsic in him that makes him the that puts him in the framework of an avoda b'poal, of an oved b'poal. He's an oved b'koach. He's not an oved b'poal. He's not an actual oved. He's just a potential oved. But by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there's no potential. He is it. He is definitively the gavra of avodas hayom. Okay. So once he puts on the begodim, the kiddush yodayim v'raglayim is a hechsher of the gavra oved. Normally, the person's not the gavra oved until he is in the process of going, right? But on Yom Kippurim, there's no state of potentiality in the Kohen Gadol. He's definitively the oved. Every single thing must be done through him alone. So immediately, once he assumes the role of Kohen Gadol through Levishas HaBigodim, there's nothing remaining other than Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He already has his shame. His shame of Oved is complete. And the shame of an Oved requires, there's nothing to wait to see what might happen. It's already defined. Everything is preset and defined. So the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim comes automatically with the Levishas HaBegadim themselves. Yeah.
Why would you do this
for the Kohen Gadol? So why is it necessary? That's because the Kohen Gadol really on Yom Kippurim, it's interesting. He's not just, yeah, so why doesn't he just do one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning? No, he needs it because that's part of the Hechsher. That's part of the Hechsher of Avodah itself. To have the Gavra Oved who's properly, who has a proper Hechsher of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is not to define him. I'm not saying it's to define him. I'm not saying Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim defines him as an Oved. What defines him as an Oved is that he is Begishton. He's in the process of going.
A regular Kohen needs officially the Yadayim V'Raglayim to define him as...
No, it doesn't define him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying what defines him is that he goes, in some sense, he's going from potentiality to actuality. He's selected. He's chosen.
And that's why he needs the
Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to do Avodah. He needs the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to do Avodah. But in order to do Avodah, you need two things. In other words, when he is going to do Avodah, now he becomes an Oved in actuality. He's not just a potential anymore. All the Quran was simply he have a potential for Avodah in the morning.
So why doesn't he have to do it again?
Who? The Avodah requires, the point is like this, the Avodah must be done with the Kohen who has the Hechsher of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay, but there's no obligation of a Kohen immediately when he puts Begodim on to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim because he's not an Oved at that point. So there's no Chov. Normally there's no Chov associated with Levishas Bigdei Kahuna of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Because Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to do with Avoda, not with Bigdei Kahuna. Okay, so normally a regular Kohen only after he puts on the begadim, if he is going to be, if he's going to do avoda, he'll do the he'll do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Otherwise, it will be for no reason. There'd be no reason for it, right? But the kohen gadol does not have any potential. He's defined today as set for avoda. His whole existence today is of avoda. So simply putting on the begadim, he's already involved in avoda. He's already destined for avoda. The shame of avoda is intrinsic to the Kohen Gadol that day. So there's nothing to wait for. Immediately when he puts on the begadim, he should do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim.
Has to do more than once.
Oh, So why does he do it more than once? That has to do with the five tevilos too, and the chiluf begadim. Apparently he switches from different seder, from different sidrei avoda. And there's no coincidence, right? There's no coincidence. The Gemara learns that later. There's no coincidence. So he it's true he's the Gavra Oved, but of different sorts. And each one requires him. Each one is like a renewal, because there was a hefsek from his last activity of Big Day Zov. Now he was involved in, and now he was an Oved of Big Day Lavan. So now he has to restart. He has to renew. He's renewing his definition of the Oved of Big Day Zov. But so that you can understand borrowing from the normal ideas of Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim. In the normal case, there's no Chov of Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim, because the Chov of Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim has to do with Avoda. Normal Kohen is not Osek in Avoda because he's putting on Begadim. But the Kohen Gadol, because he's putting on Begadim, that's it. He's already involved in a Seder of Avoda. Because putting on his begadim is part of completing the gavra of the Kohen Gadol, and the gavra of the Kohen Gadol on this day is an oved. Okay, it's not a matter of putting on the begadim and deciding, or that's it. That's part of his definition. But the question is, what's the Kiddush Yudayim? What's the other Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim? That Reb Meir and Rabban disagreed about. What's the purpose of the other Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim? The one that's before the Tevila. What's that one on? What's that one on? Yeah. By the way, and what do I mean by saying that he's intrinsically Oved? Means to say that's what the Rambam is saying. Every single thing must be done through him. You understand? It's not that he is... He is the only Oved in the Beis HaMikdash. There's only one Gavra of Avoda that day. That's why even if it's a Chov that has nothing to do with the Chov of Hayom, only he can do it. Only he can do the Tumid of Shabbos. You understand? I'm not saying it's because he has an obligation to do the Seder of Avoda Hayom, that we know he's going to do it. I'm saying that's part of putting on the Begadim is part of completing his definition of the Oved Hayom. And the Shem Avoda requires, the Shem Avoda, being Osek in Avoda, requires Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim. And that's immediately after he puts them on. Yeah. The clothes really, I mean, the clothes makes the man. In this case, the clothing does make the man. It does. Many other cases as well, but in this case, halachically, it does. He's not allowed to do avoda without the begadim. Good. He's active, right? I mean, the second tefila makes sense because it's part of avoda, and kiddush yudayim ve'raglayim is an idea in avoda. I can understand now. In this case, he doesn't have to wait for anything because it's part of his definition of the gavra of avoda. So automatically with donning that role comes Kiddush Yudayim Ve'Raglayim. But the question is, that's why there's no machlokas, according to this way of learning, there's no machlokas about the second Levisha. That's what Rav Chista's raya was. Second Levisha says there's no machlokas about. I'm sorry, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says there's no machlokas about, because that's derived from Obegishtam, right? That's what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says. I call modem b'kiddush sheni shelo veish v'yachach mekadesh. Why? Because that's normal. That's the normal principle of begishtam. As an oved, he requires kiddush yudayim ve'raglayim. The only thing is, in this case, the levisha itself qualifies him as the oved. Normally, he's only going to be qualified as the oved b'poal when he's moving towards, when he's in the process of going to avoda, because no kohen normally has any definition of oved. It's only because he's the kohen gadol and on Yom Kippurim the kohen gadol is the only gavra of avoda, that with his begadim he's intrinsically a begishtam. You understand? But what's the first Kiddush Deinberg line? Before, what's the first Kiddush Deinberg line? That Reb Meir and the Rabbanan are arguing about. Reb Meir, see, the point I'm trying to make is like this. The second one, they were able to understand they were able to understand based on the principles of the normal, modified because of the particular circumstances. But when it came to figuring out the first one, that they argued on. What's the role of the first one? Reb Meir says, for some reason, it has to do with the Levisha, and the Rabbanan say it has to do with the Pshita. Let's just not try to understand the svara of each side. Also, why was there a question? Right. And also, I don't know if you can also think about it at this point too, why was there a doubt, according to the Rabbanan, about the last pshita? Whether the last pshita would require a Kiddush Deinberg line. Right? In other words, you were just saying that the Kiddush Deinberg line of the pshita. The Kiddush Deinberg line of the Pshita is what? Is like a bounding of the, it's like a containing the avodah in between. I mean that each set has to start with the Kiddush Deinberg line and end with the Kiddush Deinberg line.
There should be no problem with the last one, right?
Mm-hmm. And there should be no problem with the end. Alright, so that's good for the end then. That's good for the answer, for the final answer. But let's just make the observations that what, without going too far, that what, it seems that the Rabbanan hold, not only does he need a Kiddush Deinberg Lyam when he, in beginning his shame of Oved, right, but the separate din on Yom Kippurim is that he also needs it when he ceases. When he ceases the in ceasing the shame of Oved, okay, the process of removing the definition of Oved requires a Kiddush Deinberg Lyam. Not only when he becomes the Gavra of Avoda like normal, but in removing it, he needs a Kiddush Deinberg Lyam. In removing it, okay. Now hold on. Don't evaluate the. Let's just. This is just defining what it seems to be. Halachically, it seems to be a pishut. We're saying that pshita. We're saying that begadim equals the gavra oved. So definitively, if you say you need a kiddush deinberg lyam on the pshita, it means not only when he becomes the gavra of oved, but in removing that status as well. Now, why would there be a question about the last one? Why would there be a question about the last one? It's interesting. Why would there be a question about the last one? Yeah?
It's sort of like, it's a question of, is it...
Okay, let's take a step back. What can we say, though, what Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan have in common? Is that possible? Is it possible to say what Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan have in common over here? That... with the Kiddush Deinberg Lyam? What would be Reb Meir's svar? Why would you need the second? Why would you need the Kiddush Deinberg Lyam before you put on the begadim and after you put on the begadim? What's the Kiddush Deinberg Lyam before you put the begadim on? The tefillah. It has to be before the tefillah, and it's dafka before the tefillah. Right. Acha bar Yaakov, not like Rav Chisda. So I say like this. Generally speaking, I say like this. That what? That that there's one Kiddush Deinberg Lyam of the status of Oved. Okay? That's the norm. But it seems that everybody agrees in a certain sense that what? That there's a new Kiddush Deinberg Lyam of Yom Kippur. What's the new Kiddush Deinberg Lyam Yom Kippur? It's the new Kiddush Deinberg Lyam Yom Kippur. Let me just see if I can describe it like this. It seems to me like this, that there's a Kiddush Deinberg Lyam over here on associated with the Kohen fixing himself. With the Kohen, when the Kohen has with the Kohen Gadol, and it's not just a normal Kiddush Deinberg Lyam, is on the state. of Ovid. But over here, the Kohen Gadol is commanded to put himself in and out of different states throughout the day. That's part of his Avodas Hayom. Normally, Avodah is only associated with things he does in the Mikdash. Korbanos, Ketores, right? But on Yom Kippur, he has to, part of the Seder Hayom, in a certain sense, part of the Seder Hayom is on himself. He has to work on himself. He has to change himself. He has to ready himself. Okay? So, there's a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on that process as well. On the process, on a new type of avoda, of avoda to himself. And that's a machlokas. Which element of avoda to himself does the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim fall on? According to Reb Meir, it's on making himself into the Oved. You understand? There's a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that he has to prepare himself to work on himself. You understand? So when does he start to be the Gavra Oved? Tefillah. Right? Tefillah is the first thing that he has to do to prepare for the Avodah. To become the Gavra Oved of whatever set he's entering into. He has to be Tovil. Tovil means it's a new Aschola. The Tefillah is a new Aschola. Right? So, Rabbi Meir says that there are two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim today. One is the normal one, once he's already assumed the role of the Gavra of Avoda. But there's a Halacha L'Moshe Mishina of a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That he has to prepare himself, he has to be Machshir himself. Yeah, he requires a Hechshir of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to be Oved on himself, to turn himself into the. That's a new kind of an avoda that doesn't exist anywhere else. To reinvent himself 5 times a day.
Okay.
Tefillah is the beginning of that. That's the first step of assuming the next role. So before. That's right. He has to be Tovel. Oh, so he has to do a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before he begins that process of transforming himself. The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is going on the process that the Kohen has to apply to himself itself.
When you say he needs a Kiddush on the Kiddush.
Because the Kiddush is not the process. The Kiddush doesn't do it.
The Tefillah is the actual transformation.
Yes, the Tefillah is the actual transformation. It's a new Tara. It's a Tara, meaning to say that what I was involved in before, I'm not prepared. Mikvah is a process of Tara, process of changing the Gavra. So it means to say that the state I was in before, I'm not roy to go into the next Begadim. I have to renew myself with the Mikvah before I can. Now that's a process that the Kohen has to apply to himself. That's a new form of avoda that's a chiddush here in the Yom Kippurim. That process itself requires. So what I'm trying to say is like this. Let me just tell you what I'm adding. Okay, what am I adding? What am I explaining? What am I elucidating? Okay, because you don't know what I'm doing, and you know, maybe it sounds crazy. But at least if you know what I'm trying to do, you won't say I'm crazy. You might not agree with it, but you won't say I'm crazy. Okay. What I'm trying to say is like this. It makes no sense to say that you just need two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the same thing. That doesn't make any sense. Why should he need two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on Levisha? On the same thing. Okay. One is not enough, he has to do two.
right? And if it's really just on the process, on the Maisa Levisha, why isn't it just after the Tevilah? Right? So what I'm trying to say is like this. The Levisha means the state. So two on the state means one on the state itself, and one on the process of entering the state. You understand? So one is normal, one is because he's in the state, but then there's a chiddush over here, there's a new din. That since going from state to state is part of the Seder Hayom itself, it's not a willy-nilly thing. It's not that the Kohen is, it's not that the Kohen Gadol can't decide. What should I wear today? What should I, what do I look better today? Zav, Lavan, anything. Right? It's not just capricious. It's not just his own decisions. It's avoda. It's avoda too. It's avoda too. So going into the new state, before he puts himself into it, it also requires a machshav avoda. It also requires an idea of a hechshav avoda. It's a hechshav avoda on himself. That he's going into the state because of avoda. That's what he's going to the state. Because the Seder Hayom demands that he switch himself as the Gavra Oved. Right? That's why the Gemara was mesupik for the Rabbanon. Maybe you'll say, like Ben Simon was saying, maybe you'll say it's only the taking off of the clothing when it's still in the, because so he has to do more avoda. Well, we didn't really get to the Rabbanon. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim means, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim signifies that what I'm doing next is itself part of Avoda. But here I'm Tovo myself. I have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and when I go into the mikvah, it's not really just Achana because I decided I want to change my clothing. It's because I'm still Oseik as the Kohen Gadol. See, this is the anomaly. Let me explain to you the anomaly. The anomaly in Yom Kippurim is that the Kohen Gadol is the Oved. Okay? He's the Oved. But he's the Oved. And the Oved should really create all of the changes in the day. But part of the changes in the day is the Kohen Gadol himself. So in a certain sense, he has to work on himself. Understand? In a certain sense, the day demands that he work on himself. So that means to say, when he does the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he's saying, I'm working on myself. Now part of the Avodah demands that I re-qualify myself. It's a different type. The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim still partakes of the same general arena of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's a heksher for Avodah, but here it's a totally different sort. It's in terms of the tikkun of the Gavra himself. See, they seem to be learning that what? That you need it to remove the old state. You need it to remove the old state. In order to remove the old state, you have to... Removal of the Gavra of each set of Avoda itself is Avoda. I don't know. It's a good question. No, it's basically, I'm saying it comes down to the same basic idea. But the question is, does he need the Kiddush? The Reb Meir is saying is the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the Gavra, right? And the Tikkun of the Gavra himself. And the Rabbanon is saying the Tikkun of the Gavra himself doesn't need it. He doesn't need it to be working on himself. He needs it. He needs, in other words, who's going to remove him from this state? That's what they're bothered with. Who removes the Kohen Gadol from his state of Big Day Zohar? He does. But in order for him to now work on himself, he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. No, because the taking off is what removes it. The taking off is the removal.
So it's the Kiddush.
No, the Kiddush is that what I'm doing next is part. It has a kiyum of avoda. What I'm doing next is an avoda. An avoda. Avoda l'gavi atzmi. But let's think about that. We're just describing it good. We don't really, it's hard to, what's the point, what's the exact point that they're arguing on? You can sort of see it both ways. What's the exact point that they're arguing on? That I think about. Hold on a second. Go on. Maybe we'll